Welcome to JK Games, the gaming podcast where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode,
or you like a good challenge,
this is the show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad to be here. Yeah, you know?
We sound so excited.
We are. It's been kind of a long week. I'm actually really excited to just sit and talk about games with you, Jerrica.
Me too, Kayla. Let's do it. We'll talk about it here in a bit, but, you know, I haven't been able to play as many games this week. We've just been a little bit busy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find the time. And, you know, I was off this past weekend. I was able to dedicate most of my weekend to playing games. And we'll talk a little bit about what I did here in a minute. But, yeah, I've been thinking about, like, I haven't talked to Kayla. Like, we've texted back and forth a little bit. Like, hey, when do you want to record this week? And
yeah.
we agreed on Friday, today, this evening. But we really didn't talk a lot about what are we gonna talk about on this show.
Yeah.
I know Kayla updated some notes, thank God. So we do have a few things to chat about.
It's okay.
It's gonna be one of those episodes though that Jerrica doesn't even know the show notes.
That's okay. Hey, honestly, we're just here to talk about games. And if you're new here, my name is Kayla. You know, today is gonna be more of a chill episode.
I'm going to say this. It's always the best episodes when I don't read the show notes, right? Right? It's always going to be super organized and to the point, and we hit all the topics.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Sure. I'm Jerrica, the other host of this random gaming podcast you're listening to or watching.
Yeah.
And we are two gals that talk about games. Mm-hmm. Games and gals.
Games and gals and pals. And
that should be some kind of restaurant bar that I open.
Dude,
some point in the
future. A gaming bar would be so much fun. I know there's some like in our area like that kind of do that, but I think that would be a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Just a little caveat. Yeah. Oh, JK Games Bar would be a nice
thing. There we go. Well, I'm sure we'll make so much money doing this podcast that we'll be like, let's waste it on something and it should be a bar. That's what's going to happen.
But yeah, we are, if you're watching us live, thank you so much for joining us on Twitch. If you're listening after the fact, thank you also for listening after the fact. But yeah, today we're going to, you know, Jerrica talked a little bit about, we don't have too many things to cover today. We have some interesting news, to kind of like dive into with some theories. Actually two of our news pieces are kind of like theoretical that are, that's always fun. You know, we go in a little tangents.
Hearsay on the Twitters. Here's some little nuggets of info that could lead to something or not on Twitter.
It's fun to unravel, though, you know, especially with stuff you know about.
When you have a week where Kojima is tweeting things on Twitter without any context, you know, it's going to be an interesting week. And, you know, it's usually Kojima tweets things and it never leads to anything.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get excited when he tweets, because we'll never have the answers.
Well, didn't he do cryptic tweets leading up to Death Stranding? Probably.
It was like 4 years that he did that. So at some point you're just like, is it cryptic or is it just what he does? Like, is that just Kojima is a cryptic man? So
that's a good point.
Maybe I've been the one that doesn't tweet correctly. I tweet and retweet random memes and jokes.
I love your Twitter, Jerrica.
I should be more cryptic like Kojima.
Yeah, maybe people make up rumors about us, you know. They'll be like, oh, what are they going to do?
Yeah, we could just put a logo of all the PlayStation Studios and say, hey. And with money, like the money emoji, like it looks like we bought PlayStation.
Yeah, we're going to dive into that because I'm interested to hear what you think with that. And again, I know it could really go either way. But Jerrica also, you know, she has some game stuff to talk about that I'm excited to interview her about later.
I can go ahead and say it before you dive in.
Okay, say it.
I want to set the stage for anyone that's listening in right now, or if you're listening on the podcast later, you can strap in and know what to expect.
Yeah.
So I have completed Horizon Forbidden West. I would like to talk a little bit about my thoughts on the game and how I feel like it wrapped up without spoiling the story, because I know Kayla one day is going to beat it.
Yes.
And anyone listening, you might be like, shut your mouth, Jerrica. I don't want any spoilers.
Shut your mouth, Jerrica.
So I'm not going to talk about like big story spoilers, but I might talk about some things that I know wouldn't bother Kayla knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very subjective, unfortunately, but I won't give away anything big. but I will talk about very light level impressions of story beats. So if you want to go completely spoiler free, don't listen to me at all. Mm-hmm. We will definitely say at the segment when I start talking about it, hey, if you want to be completely spoiler free, don't listen at this point. But if you don't mind just the tip of the iceberg and my initial thoughts on the whole game, different points, you'll be fine. Sorry. Yeah.
And we'll put that out there. We'll say before we go into that too. Right now we're going to talk about, that's going to be later for our expert mode. So
yes.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I also have not gotten to play too much, but I have some plans I would like to talk about. And I actually have a show I would like to talk about that I need to ask you about, Jerrica.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
But if you're new here, we lay out our episodes in three different modes, which is our easy mode, which is where we're going to talk about what we've been playing, what we've been doing, watching. Thank you, Jerrica, for the
visuals. That's me playing games. is that how I don't even know how I... Here we go. It's more like this, the thumbsticks, not like...
and then we have our normal mode where we talk about news, you know, the news that we care about that's in our intro. We don't cover every single piece of gaming news, but we try to hit, you know, the heavy hitters, the big points. And then our expert mode is our main topic, which today is going to be a spoiler-free review from Jerkachu.
Maybe I'll slightly spoiler-free.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on what your view of a spoiler is, it's different for everyone. But of course we'll give a warning before that. So don't worry. Mm-hmm. But thank you for joining us. Our Instagram and our Twitter is @JKGamesPodcast. If you want to follow us over there to get, we post random tidbits, some like mini reviews, we post screenshots of things. We post funny clips sometimes, but you'll always know there when we go live. We at least let you know like a day beforehand, sometimes sooner, depending on our schedule. And if you follow us on Twitch, which is at JK Games Podcast as well, very happy. Everything's streamlined now. It's beautiful. If you go ahead and follow us there, it notifies you when we go live, like right when we go live. So that's always nice to have. I mean, we love talking with you guys and having you interact with us during the episode. That's been something really cool about doing Twitch episodes now. And then we put them on YouTube after the fact. So you can always look us up there and watch. I know I really like watching podcasts. I think it's more like personal, but if you prefer listening, you can always listen on whatever platform, like podcast wise you like. So don't worry about that.
I'll apologize about last week's episode. It sort of like left my brain. It's because I was playing a lot of Horizon. Let's be honest. I just got distracted.
Let's be honest.
I texted Kayla. I was like, what episode are we on? And I was just like, And I really honestly couldn't remember if I edited this week's or not. So I looked at the number. I was like, oh my God, I haven't edited this week's episode. So it is out now.
Yeah.
Came out today. If you're watching live or if you're listening later, it came out on Friday.
That's okay. You know, it's a, you know, we're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
It's a good episode. We talk about gaming subscriptions. And it's interesting because PlayStation has a lot of new updates with that and Game Pass. We all love the games of the past.
Yeah.
So we talk about a joke and it doesn't make sense.
We break it down there. Break it down.
Yeah.
We talk about, so you should check that out if you haven't already. It's a fun one. You can do video or you can do audio. Cool. So speaking of games... We're going to go into our easy mode. Jerrica, did you play anything else lately besides Horizon that you want to talk about?
I'm trying to think.
I imagine you probably dedicated a big chunk of your time to that since it's a hefty one.
Yeah, it's a hefty one. So I before we get into expert mode, and I'll save the juicy bits, I spent all weekend
playing
Horizon. So it's probably any game that...
For me.
But we still took a break to play Destiny, of course, because I can't get behind in that. But I'm not going to talk about Destiny this episode, I promise. But I did download a new game, which is sad because I bought a new game and I downloaded it. I still haven't even played it. It got downloaded, though, and Audrey played like 1 minute of it. So I'm excited to get started. So next week I get to dive into... And I'm trying to remember the name of the game, like the official title, but it's the new Lego Star Wars game.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. I want to play it so bad.
Yeah. I just remember seeing some of the reviews on it, and like obviously the trailer is just super cute. And I haven't played a Lego game in a long time. I'm trying to remember the last one I played. I honestly don't remember. I've played a few.
Did you play Lego Batman?
I played something, and I honestly, it's sad, I don't have any recollection of, like, what it was. I don't remember.
I played Lego Batman. I really enjoyed Lego Batman. If you, in the chat, let us know if you played a Lego game. Let us know in the chat. If Katronica is watching, I know she really enjoys Lego games, so I'd love to know.
I feel like I played some kind of Lego thing, and it had a lot of different universes in the game. I don't know.
Marvel's Avengers, Lego Batman, Lego. There was another Star Wars.
I maybe played the Avengers. That sounds sort of familiar. It's sad.
DC,
I
mean, supervillains.
There's been a lot, obviously. So I just remember the little Lego guys and me collecting some little Lego parts or bolts. I don't remember.
I remember I had a lot of fun with Lego Batman. So I've been wanting to play that one too. And what's funny is I stopped myself from buying it. It just released, right? Like, very recently.
Yeah, it came out last week, and I think I was torn between... It's so sad, because I was like, I'm either going to download Kirby, the new Kirby game, Forgotten Lands, or do the Star Wars Lego game, and I was like, I'm going to do Star Wars Legos, because that's... I don't know. It looks fun, and I'm in a Star Wars mood, I think.
Yeah.
So, went for it. So I put Kirby on the bad burger. He's going to eat me alive tonight.
So you did start Kirby, you said?
No. I was like a toss up. I was like, I'm either going to play a Kirby or I'm going to play a Lego Star Wars game. My gut just told me to play Star Wars. So nice. Get back in the Lego-verse,
Console are you playing it on?
PS5.
Okay, so awesome. Cool.
I'm looking up like the Metacritic on it. Lego... Star Wars.
I think it did really well, if I remember correctly.
Thank you, PSCH Wag. I don't know why. Hi. I decided to say that. Thank you. I think you followed us, you followed us. Thank you for following us.
Welcome to the crazy. We're happy to have you.
You joined in on the best episodes if this is your first exposure to the show. Normally, we're a little bit more organized.
Yes.
Normally. But here we go. I now have the Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga Metacritic score, and it is sitting at an 83.
Ooh,
so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
User score gives it an 8.8. I assume that's out of 10. So it's getting good reviews. And I feel like that's a lot of games in one, Kayla. It's a lot of storytelling in one, right? How many
For
movies
sure.
would that be?
Three. Yeah, but they're three, like, three? Yeah.
I'm really bad at Star Wars.
It's the most recent trilogy. Yeah, it's the Skywalker Saga is like considered the last three movies.
So it's the newest movies?
The newest three movies, I thought.
On the cover, that's a little misleading. I don't know. I'm glad you're on the show because maybe you can help me.
Okay, hold
on. It's
sad.
I bought a game and I don't even know. I just feel like it's a lot of game.
What?
I feel like there's like, a lot of movies in one game.
I believe it's the last three.
Okay, I'm gonna read a quick synopsis.
Okay, that will tell us for sure.
Hold on to your britches, okay, Kayla?
I got them.
You got them? Good, hold them. Because they might go flying. I don't know. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga will feature hundreds of playable characters, the most ever for a Lego Star Wars game.
Ooh.
And ships, Lego's signature sense of humor, fun, new innovations, options, and gameplay features. Players can start the game at any point in the Star Wars timeline.
Ah.
Fans can jump in with Star Wars The Phantom Menace, begin the original trilogy in Star Wars A New Hope, or launch right into Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Interesting. I did not know this.
Okay, yeah, I didn't either. The Skywalker Saga marks the return to the franchise. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Anyways, the Skywalker Saga will bring to life all those Star Wars adventures remembered and undiscovered in an epic collection of 9 saga films.
Oh, shit.
So it's all not. Yeah. Told you to hold on to your britches. Hold on. They're trying to leave your legs right now.
Well, yeah. My legs are behind me. They're just in the air.
Is that all the movies, though? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that nine movies that's nine now? Movies, lose, yeah. You know, okay, cool. Like, so that's nine movies and
never
nine
mind.
Games in one. So wow. I think that's a good deal, maybe.
That's a great deal. Do you remember how much it was?
It was a lot of money.
It was probably 60 to 70 bucks.
I saw the price and I was like, this is dumb. Why am I paying this much? But I found the, I was like, lots I felt like content. It was, I didn't know how many movies it was going to include, but it felt like a lot. So I was like, maybe I'm getting a good deal here. We'll find out because I will play this week. So stay tuned next week to hear my initial impressions.
Hey, speaking of initial impressions, I don't have any, but I have plans.
She's got initial plans.
Yeah. Was that everything, Jerk? Or do you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
Nope. That's besides Horizon, which we'll get to in our expert mode. Just playing Destiny, and I downloaded the new Star Wars Lego game.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool. So that's kind of like your gaming plans for the week. That's another thing we could include. I think that's fun. Like, what are your plans like coming up to you?
Yeah.
Especially with all the new games coming out, which if you guys have ever listened to one of our Backlog of Doom episodes, you could refresh yourself with, I think we did one this year, probably in like February, I think.
Yeah.
Where
and
we
actually thought.
What? Go ahead.
Every time we bring up our Backlog of Doom, I get a little sad, but like I remembered a game that's on there now, and Audrey, actually, while I was downloading this game, she was like, did you ever beat Little Nightmares 2? You started it. I was like, you know what? No. And look at me thinking I have no other games to play and I should buy this new shiny game. But I downloaded it before I realized that, so... Little Nightmares 2, Kayla. I got to also get back to that. Did you ever start that?
I finished in the first one.
Me too, because you got me back into
it. Yeah, I didn't start the second one. I just finished the first one.
Okay, well, it's been added to my Backlog of Doom.
So. Yeah, I love the first one, though. I really want to play the second one, but I just haven't gotten to it. And another one that's like high up on my list, this is like a mini backlog episode, is Psychonauts 2. I still haven't finished that.
It's in there too.
No, it's a big game. It's a pretty big game too.
Yeah.
I
keep forgetting about it.
I have like, it's kind of like back and forth off my backlog because I picked it up a couple times and like, I love it. I think it's really fun. Mm-hmm. There's something about it though that like, it's not a bad thing, but like, I don't know why I just like, can't consistently play. I don't know. It's weird. But if you want to catch up on like what we have started, and Backlog of Doom is kind of like what we've started and put down.
Yeah.
So that you should definitely check out our last one. We do a couple a year. Like we'll probably do like a mid-year update maybe or so, like in like the summer sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I want to talk about a couple things I've watched since I haven't played a lot of things lately. And you know, sometimes here on the podcast we talk about like other pop culture things that are going on, like TV and stuff related to that. Jerrica, did you see Morbius? Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. But I know the fans of the superhero, you know, segment, genre. I don't know why I said segment. Probably went to rushed to the theaters to see it, right?
Yes. this is one of the weird ones, okay? Because, you know, Morbius is, I don't know a lot about, and, you know, we have Hunter, my husband, is like our DC expert for the show.
Yes.
He knows a good bit about Marvel, too, because Morbius is actually Marvel. Technically, it's owned by Sony, though. I love that. Very cute.
it's Morbius.
Technically, he's a character that's owned by Sony, because, you know, Sony's kind of weird. They have some rights to Spider-Man. They have some rights
I didn't
to
know that.
Venom, and some Venom. To, like, Morbius. It's weird. It's like a little... I don't know the logistics behind it. I'm not an expert. Again, we have people for that. But anyway, so I went to see that, and, you know, it got absolutely terrible reviews. Terrible. I think it has, like, a 60 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Maybe less.
What's your first impressions of the movie, Kayla?
I actually found it entertaining.
Okay.
And let me say this. You know, I'm not an expert on, you know, superheroes and, like, especially, I know a good bit about DC heroes, but not a lot about more Marvel things. But so I wasn't really comparing it and contrasting the lore to like the comics and the graphic novels. So I wasn't really doing any of that. I was just coming in watching it as like a, I had low expectations. It was free for some reason. I think Hunter had like, technically not free, but he does the AMC stubs.
I was just like, did they just let you sit? It would be funny no. if you went in. They're like, no one's seen Morbius. Come on in.
So it was technically like with his membership, it was free or something like that. I was entertained. I thought it was pretty okay. good. Jared Leto, I find him a good actor. I think he does a very specific kind of character always. Yeah. And I think that, hey, he sticks to what he knows, you know?
You know, I have a personal issue with it, Kayla. Okay,
what's that?
I don't like when the actors are trying to play multiple DC characters, okay? It makes me confused, right?
Yeah, it's because it's Marvel and DC. Because
he's the Joker, too.
Yeah.
Is that, am I confusing them? Is it Marvel?
Yeah, technically Morbius is technically Marvel.
Okay. Well, I'm still mad about it because they shouldn't be going over to the other side. You got to commit to one
and
stay in your lane. You know?
Yes.
Like you got to pick a side.
For sure.
Maybe I'm being mean about it, but I don't like it.
That's
fair. Very general of me to say. I'm not trying to be a hater, but I get it confused. I'm like, is Morbius going to turn into Joker?
That would be cool.
Like, is that? See?
Like an evolution?
I don't know. Yeah. Pokemon.
But yeah, I actually liked it. I feel like that's a hot take with the community because everyone absolutely hated it for the most part. Because, like, I get what they're saying. It does lack some, like, it was a little bit sporadic with the plot. But, like, I love, like, dark and brooding, like, that kind of movies. That's why I really enjoyed Batman. And this is actually, he has, like, some sort of blood disease that basically turns him into a vampire. And not like the super traditional kind of vampire that you like see a lot in the media, but it was like, I think it's an interesting take. The science is interesting. It was fine. It wasn't the best movie. It wasn't the worst movie.
It was fine.
An average rating. I was entertained. I didn't hate that I spent, well, I didn't spend money, but it was not out 2 hours of my life wasted. It was a fairly short movie too. And then the other thing I wanted to ask if you've watched Moon Knight. Have you watched any of that?
Nope, can't talk about it because I have not.
You should watch
it. I'm trying to finish Killing Eve before I watch that because the lesbians are mad at it and I need to know why.
I need to catch up on that too. I love Killing Eve.
I didn't realize it had ended and I started, I didn't mean to segue from
that's okay.
Moon Knight. Thank you. Before I segue into Killing Eve, and we won't go too down that rabbit hole, because, I mean, Killing Eve, I don't know if it has a place here in a gaming podcast or not, but...
we talk about what we want to talk about.
But I'll say, like, I'm excited to get started on Moon Knight, because I hear great things. Mm-hmm. So you could tell me your initial thoughts on your feelings towards the show.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kayla, without spoiling me?
Yeah, no spoilers. I really like it. I don't know anything about his character, so Hunter has
me
to
neither.
Explain some things to me. But I think even if you don't know anything, it's still fun and, like, really interesting, because they do kind of, like, give you information as you go along. I'm not sure how much I want to say without spoiling anything. Like, do you know anything about the premise of the show?
Nope.
Okay. So I want to leave it up. I want to leave it a surprise.
Okay.
Because it's a little
bit... what's your emotion?
I like it. I like it okay. a lot.
Makes you happy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Oh, that's the best. I love
it. It makes me happy, a little sad, a little concerned, if you will. So we'll just leave it at that. If you've watched it, you would understand. If anyone listening has watched it. There's 3 episodes out or 4 episodes. There's only 6 Great. Episodes total.
Ooh, that's short then. It's going to be like Hawkeye, because I feel like Hawkeye was... very short too.
Yes. I loved Hawkeye also, but yeah.
Me too. I did too.
They're short episodes.
Yep.
She has a lot to say. They're only 6 episodes. They're an hour long, so not a whole lot of content. So we'll see what happens with that. I enjoy it though. The I feel like I've watched it at bad times where I'm like tired and I'll like kind of be falling asleep and I'm like, wait, it's not because I don't like the show. It's just I'm exhausted. Okay, yeah. So we'll move on from shows. I just want to talk about that a little bit since I didn't have much gaming stuff to talk about today. My plans are I really want to get started on the Life is Strange remasters.
Yeah.
Very excited.
You're going to love it, Kayla, because I'm excited because you enjoyed Life is Strange 3 so much.
Yes.
And also, is it considered Life is Strange 3?
I think it's just Life is Strange. True Colors. I don't think it says 3.
Okay. I couldn't remember for some reason. Regardless, you really enjoyed that. And I loved... What's her name? What's the main character?
Oh, Alex.
True Color. Alex, yeah. God. I'm so mad at myself. I'm such a loser.
You play a lot of games.
What was I saying?
I really liked her.
Yes, I loved it. Great story. Twists, turns.
We have a full review on that up if you want to watch that review on our YouTube.
It was a great production. Yeah. We had one of the friends of our show, Cody, on the show, and he also plays Life is Strange games, and he played through it. We all chat about it.
It was really fun.
Added some video or some clips from some gameplay. It was great, and I tied it in perfectly at the right times. I want to toot my horn with
that production
because it was really good. It was more work than I've put into any of our videos. But yeah, please check that out on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Regardless, back to the thought. You're playing the original Life is Strange. So excited because the characters are so, like, obviously it was the first game I played. Obviously for everyone, that's the first game. But they knocked it out of the park with the first game.
Yeah.
So you're just in for a treat. Like, what started it all? And you'll see, since you played True Colors, you'll see, like, what has been inspirations for the games in the past and, like, what it got sort of some of its roots from. And if you love True Colors, you'll still love the first one. So
I'm excited.
So good.
It's good. It's like Life is Strange 1, and I think it's Life is Strange Before the Storm, I think.
Great. Yeah, you should definitely. I enjoy, because that came out afterwards.
Yeah.
But you would enjoy, I would do the same thing. Like, it happened naturally in real life. You would just play the first game and then play Before the Storm.
Okay.
You should do that, because... technically, Before the Storm starts before the storm.
Yeah.
It's a prequel to the story, but play it after, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. It's $30 for both games.
I can't beat it. That's such a good deal.
Yeah.
Nice. I can't wait.
Yeah,
you got to get started on it. I want to hear about that next week.
I wanted to try to play it a little bit before this episode, but unfortunately I did not have time. So the only things I've been playing really is played more, and I'm getting really interested in playing Civilization 6 with our friends.
Nice.
That's been really fun. It's a really good... I think I talked about this last week. It's not something I think I would just play on my own.
Yeah.
But it's really fun with friends. It's very confusing. I still don't know what I'm doing, really, to be honest. But it's fun. And something else that ties into one of our news pieces, which we can jump in pretty soon, is I've been playing Overwatch still a lot. That's a really fun game with friends, and I'm really excited for the potential for Overwatch 2 whenever that happens. We've been waiting for a long time, but there's been some news which makes me think that it might be coming fairly soon. Maybe we'll get a date or something, but they announced a new character that's going to be coming to, I believe, Overwatch 2, from what they said. But also it's a little bit confusing on, like, what is going to be, I think from what we've talked about, I've talked to some of our friends that were really into Overwatch, and Overwatch 2 is, like, there's been a lot of talk, like, it's going to be very similar to the first Overwatch, and from what I can gather, like, there's going to be a free update, I believe, to Overwatch 1, where you get, like, some of the new maps and the new character. You just won't get the campaign mode that they're going to release with Overwatch 2.
That's interesting.
Does that make sense?
It does, but it's odd. That's very strange.
Don't quote me on that, but
from
what I gathered, and I don't know if they've directly said, that's what it seems like, is that there's going to be some updates to the multiplayer regardless of whether you're playing 1 or 2, which it makes you think, like, what's the benefit then of getting the second one. I think that's mainly just for the story if I remember correctly. Our friend of the show, Kyle, who's been on our Fantasy League draft show that we did, which is actually another really good one you should check out. Jerrica did a great job facilitating. There was like 9 of us on the screen at once.
Yeah, it was a lot. And actually, shout out to Josh because he helped us. He always has to do the actual draft, the picks, and like the back end of getting that set up. So it's a funny episode.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, you should just watch it. It's like a gaming fantasy league football thing that we do with our friends. And this person is from that. So I think that's kind of what, if I remember correctly, and I need to look up an article and actually read it. But regardless, let's go ahead and just jump into our news. We got a little bit of news to talk about before we talk about Horizon.
I'm going to go ahead and say this has been a historic moment in time with us. It's probably the longest easy mode we've ever had.
Yeah. That's okay. It's, you know.
Well, we're planning ahead because we don't have a lot of other things to talk about. So we had to chat about some extras. Improvise. That's what we do.
Yep.
All right. Gaming news. I'm pulling up my notes here, Kayla.
I'll go ahead and finish my thoughts on, because one of my news pieces is about Overwatch 2, so I'll just go ahead and talk about that if that's cool. There is a new hero that got announced, and she looks awesome. Her name is Sojourn. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Sojourn. She's from Canada.
Whoa, cool.
She looks like a baddie. And they, you know, Overwatch tweeted, they said, introducing Sojourn, a fierce former captain of Overwatch equipped with cybernetic abilities, coming soon to Overwatch 2 PvP beta. So they also announced that the beta is going to be coming soon. I think they're in alpha production right now, which is a good sign. So her name is Vivian Chase, aka Sojourn. This is what she looks like. I don't know if you
I'm looking up, like, yeah.
Oh, that's not going to work. Okay.
Yeah.
That is not going to work. But if you guys look at Overwatch's Twitter, you can see it there. There's also a video on YouTube that goes through her whole kit. And if you don't know Overwatch, each character has a very specific play style. She falls into the DPS category, which is like just damage.
If I'm going to play, that's the kind of character I'm going to play. Yeah. I'm already like, oh, I love her so much. She looks so cool.
She has a railgun, Jerrica.
Ah!
So that's fun. And she has like a projectile she can shoot that slows people down that are in the perimeter. And she can just like nail them with a railgun. So she's super cool. And I really just, I think that the production that Overwatch puts into their narrative is really cool. And she really fits into the narrative really nicely. They've mentioned her character before. They do a really cool job. And I'm interested to know, like, how their company keeps up with all the lore in their games. Because, like, it's like they've mentioned this character, like, once in, like, another cinematic. And, like, they circled back to her. You know what I mean? It's very interesting. There's so many interconnecting parts.
That's cool.
But, yeah, so she's coming, and you know, it just says coming soon to Overwatch 2 PvP beta. If anybody in the chat knows more about that, like, because if you heard me earlier mentioning, I don't know what the status is. Like, do you have to buy Overwatch 2 to get all of the benefits? Or I've heard that you can get some of the benefits with a free update to Overwatch the original. If you guys know any more details about that, sound off in the chat. I would love to hear if you know anything else on that. So, yeah, that's all really for that. The YouTube video is pretty cool. They just dive into more details about it. And it's like a little bit of a developer update as well. Because the head of the creative direction, I think, is in it, which is interesting. So, yeah, that's all for her. She looks great. I'm excited. It's fun to play with friends. I still play the first one. Definitely will buy the second one. So, that's all
I got.
Did
you mention, I did find, like, the Overwatch 2 beta sign up. Did you get a date for that? I can't remember because I was looking up stuff.
I have not seen it exactly.
I got it.
For that.
Oh, you did? I got it. Yeah, I found it. You know, when I'm looking up something on the internet, I also can't listen to you. I was like, maybe she mentions this, maybe she doesn't. Overwatch 2's first closed beta is kicking off in late April, so this month. You can sign up for it right here. This is on PC Gamer. I'm sure if you just do a quick Google search of Overwatch 2 beta, you can also find that link. But new damage hero, Sojourn. Yeah. I butchered that.
I think it's Sojourn.
Sojourn. New game mode, Push, 5v5 multiplayer, hero reworks, and 4 new maps. Blizzard is also spitting up. They're spitting it up. They're splitting up PvP and PvE in Overwatch 2. It's always been the plan for Overwatch's two new modes, maps, and heroes to come to the original game as a free update.
Okay, okay.
But Blizzard has now decided that Overwatch 2's PvP will split from the PvE and release at different times. Blizzard's making this change so it can release new stuff sooner. Hmm. And this begins with Overwatch 2 closed beta that starts in April.
Interesting. Okay, that helps a lot. Thank you for we could have just done a quick Google search and figured it out.
It wasn't quick because it took me a while and I was like, she's talking. I'm not listening because I'm trying to find more info here.
Great. Thank you so much.
You know, I was trying to help you out.
I signed up for the beta while you're talking. So
nice. Awesome.
We'll see if
I'd like you to get into that, see what it's like.
That would be cool. Okay. That's really all I have on that, Jerrica. Do you want to talk about Kojima a little bit? Or
of course. I always like to talk about Kojima and his weird little things that he does.
So Kojima, strange.
If you didn't know, the word on the street is that PlayStation, there's been a rumor going around that PlayStation, it's sort of not really surprising that PlayStation is rumored to be, there should be another acquisition soon by PlayStation, a big acquisition of some sort. That's a rumor. I don't know what's actually true. And Kojima recently moved studios. He left his studio.
We talked about that last week, yeah.
Last episode we talked about that, which I thought was interesting, and just wondering where are you going? He didn't really say where he's moving or what's happening. So Kojima is he actually has the English account and then his Japanese Twitter account. So he's got two Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
He just he's Kojima and he likes to do that. So on his Twitter Japanese Twitter account, he just tweeted a picture of PlayStation Studios. It's just one image with no context or caption. PlayStation Studios logo, and it has like the banner with all the PlayStation first party games, and they have added Sam Porter Bridges from Death Stranding to that. So from just the image alone, you sort of think, did he join PlayStation Studios? Did Kojima Productions, is it now under that umbrella? Or did they just consider Death Stranding a part of the PlayStation Studios lineup, which makes sense? Because that was a PlayStation exclusive game that Kojima Productions created.
It was.
So that was just like, okay. Did Kojima just... It's weird because he has nothing to say about it. He just tweets an image, which... It didn't really surprise me in all honesty. I'm like, oh, okay, what is he talking about? He's messing with us again. But apparently, of course, the internet freaked out. They're like, okay, is this an announcement? But I'm like, PlayStation hasn't said anything, which is odd, too, because I feel like PlayStation would tweet something, too. Later, he did tweet on his English Twitter account, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but Kojima Productions has been and will continue to be an independent studio. So,
but like,
I like the first comments on why did you post it? Why did you do it? Cool. So
funny.
Even Walmart Canada chimed in with a gif of Sam Porter Bridges from Death Stranding. It's like, okay, bro, whatever. Cool. So, PlayStation has not acquired, or at this point, he's operating as an independent studio still.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I remember, and someone tweeted this, and I remember reading, like, when PlayStation acquired Bungie, one of Bungie's statements about it is that we're still an independently run studio. Right?
Okay. Like, yeah.
So I'm like, maybe this is the same thing there, but there wasn't an official announcement from PlayStation saying, hey, we have acquired Kojima Productions. So it's a little bit different, but maybe the same thing. Who knows? There's still that rumor that Kojima is also working with Microsoft or an Xbox title. That's a rumor out there too. So who knows? Who knows? I don't know, but something is cooking up at Kojima Productions. He's
something's
up to something.
In the kitchen.
And I don't know when we'll hear more. Who knows? But something's happening. We just don't know what. But he is still trolling us because that's what he does all the time. So
for sure,
not really major news, but I think it's entertaining.
We got to talk about Kojima when he's in the rumblings, you know.
Oh yeah.
So something I forgot about Oh, did you have anything else you wanted to add with that, Jerrica?
No. Go ahead.
Something I forgot to put in the news, which is big news, but it's not something I'm, like, directly involved with, but I've heard a lot about it, and I can't believe I missed it. Kingdom Hearts 4
got announced,
Jerrica.
Yeah, so...
Totally forgot about that.
That was a little shocking, because if you would have said, hey, Jerrica, when do you think the next Kingdom Hearts game is going to happen? I'd be like, it might, but... It's 10 years away, just like Kingdom Hearts 3, because it literally took, I feel like it could have been more than 10 years from Kingdom Hearts 2 to come out, because it came out on PlayStation 2 all the way to Kingdom Hearts 3, which came out like a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
I feel like it hasn't been out that long.
I'll look it up.
It took like 10 plus years, I think, for Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out. So when I saw that Kingdom Hearts 4 has a trailer and a little bit of gameplay, I was just like... I laughed at it. I thought that was hilarious.
Kingdom Hearts 3 came out in 2019.
Okay,
not that long ago.
No, and once again, that's been added to my backlog of Doom, and I will not beat it. Nothing against Kingdom Hearts, but I am so lost, Kayla. I'm so confused. And watching the trailer for it, I was like, okay. Sora looks different in this one.
Yeah.
And I watched a few people like react to the Kingdom Hearts 4 announcement trailer. And like diehard Kingdom Hearts fans though are just like eating it up. Which I know the fan base for those games is strong. Like I like playing them because of the Disney characters. I do not know what in the heck is going on in that storyline though.
Me neither.
Like it's probably, you know, Kayla explained the Lost TV show. I explained that to someone. I even like took out a piece of paper and explained, because that's a very confusing show. A lot of time jumps. And I wrote down specific, I did a timeline for her, one of my friends, and I was like, this is Lost explained. And she's like, okay. but I'm able to explain that. And I've watched so many videos on Kingdom Hearts explained. I can't grasp it. I don't know what's going on. So watching people react to it and being like, oh, it's that character. Oh, this looks so cool. And oh, it's in this town. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Cool. I'm kind of the same way, which is interesting because like everyone tells me, like, I love Disney. I'm a big Disney fan, if you know me, but I've never played Kingdom Hearts. I just, for some reason, I played a little bit of whatever one they released on the 3DS. I don't know exactly which one that is, but I played that one a little bit. It just didn't hold my attention. I don't know what it is, but I know their fans are like diehard fans, so I know.
And I'm not hating on it either. I think it's impressive that there's people that can follow the story and like are keeping up with it and love it that much. I think that's awesome. I just can't grasp it, and I have forgotten. Like I want to get back to it, so I just beat it and just see what happens. Yeah. But I have no idea, and I don't know what's happening with the new one. I just know it's probably years away. It looks okay to me, like it looks great for like a first demonstration, but I don't know.
I'm interested to see when it actually comes out.
I hope they don't wait another 10 years, but I hope it's not rushed. I hope it's not like forever away.
They didn't say anything about a date from what I saw.
So
I imagine it won't be anytime soon. Especially with like yeah.
They can't be any worse than 10 plus years.
That's true.
So if they beat that, then it's progress.
Before we jump in our expert mode, did you want to mention anything that you discovered down your rabbit hole of Last of Us? It's been a while since we talked about Last of Us on the show.
The Last of Us. I just combined our names. Carica.
Carica.
Kayla. Kaylaker. you know, it's our favorite game here at the JK Games podcast. You know, Last of Us Part 1 and Part 2. We have lots of content covering the first game and the second game. So if you want to check that out, you should go back in time and find those. Really good. I don't know if there's like video versions because we didn't do YouTube at the time, but they're definitely alive on all podcast platforms.
Yes.
Big fans of Last of Us here. But I haven't really been reading up on the progress of the show at all. Because, you know, the show's coming to HBO. I don't know if it's going to be this year. It's probably going to be next year.
Allegedly.
But I was reading like, you know, I forgot what the website, but it seemed pretty official that the goal is to wrap up on filming in June, so that's right around the corner. And I'm hoping that we get more footage. Like, there's Twitter accounts all over, and I hate that I can't, like, say, hey, you follow this account on Twitter, but if you go to Twitter and search, like, HBO TV show, you'll find one of these accounts that, like, a lot of people are going to these filming locations, and a lot of filming locations have been in Canada. I guess in, is it provinces? Is that what they,
yes, yeah.
Is that like this? I'm not familiar with that. I don't know my geography of Canada, but different areas in Canada they've been filming.
We have some listeners in Canada.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you can help me out if you're here. I don't know if you're here today, but regardless, filming in Canada. Sorry.
Yeah.
And it's cool because people will share like clips and they're going to the filming locations and like looking at how they got like roads cut off and blocked off for like filming The Last of Us. And it looks so surreal, Kayla. Like, some of these videos and pictures that you can find on, like, literally get on Twitter and search HBO Last of Us. You'll find some of these videos and pictures. It looks so cool. Like, the atmosphere they're creating is so, the movie magic they're using to like make it feel and look like the game is really cool. Like,
that's so exciting.
I love that it looks great. Everything that I'm seeing looks awesome. But I am like picking up on story beats because we obviously played the game. So you can sort of pick up, like, they have like certain actors involved at certain times and like cutting through different scenes. And I've seen videos where they put like the game scene on top of what they're watching in real time, like being filmed. I don't know how these people are able to get this footage, but there are some out there. And it's just like some of the stuff they're doing is like directly from the game. Like, a lot of the areas they're exploring and timelines they're following, which is really cool. But from all I've gathered, Kayla, this is just coming from my mouth and what I could see. All this footage, different times in the show, I feel like they're going to be trying to do the first game in season one. It looks like they're trying to do the whole first game in season one, which I don't know how I feel about that. But at the same time, like, they might be able to do it because I know I know the major story beats in the first game, and it seems like they got pieces of all of that in like this footage. So I don't know if they're gonna do that or if they will, but from what I've gathered, I think they are. Which makes me speculate, like, are they gonna just dive into part two? Like, are they gonna tell a story like in between?
Yeah.
Like,
ooh.
Because one cool thing that I've I keep wanting, like, my hopes and dreams that obviously Naughty Dog, the studio, makes a brand new type of game, like not Last of Us, not Uncharted. Like, that's a hope and dream. I hope they are working on that. And I love Last of Us. The rumor that Last of Us, the first game, is getting a remaster or a remake, which is really remake, I mean, which is also exciting. But like, I want like some DLC that in between them getting it, without spoiling too much, them getting the Jackson and what happens up until part two, right?
Yeah.
You don't see any of that.
No.
You don't get to see any of that. And I'm thinking, like, in the show, they definitely could explore, like, some of Ellie's, like, time frames right after the first game. Like, the few months, like, her adapting to her new spot. I'm trying not to spoil stuff. Obviously, that's been out a while, so hopefully you're not getting spoiled by The Last of Us.
If you haven't played it, now's the time before the show comes out.
Go away.
Go play it before the show comes out.
Go play it. But I'd love for them, it'd be really cool if they're able to implement that part of the story in the show. Like, I'm so for that. I won't be able to play it as a game, but I'd love for them to flesh out that part of Ellie's story and how it's, like, her adapting to Jackson for the first time. That'd be really cool.
Well, there's no telling, like, I mean, I forget, Neil Druckmann? He's directly involved, right?
Yeah.
Like, with the, so, I mean, you never know. They could come up with, like, some original content. I think that would be awesome.
And I think, like, they're going to want to spread this show out long enough, too, where they wouldn't want, like,
okay, one and two, like, and then we're done. Yeah.
I don't think they would want, like, a Game of Thrones situation. You know, I feel like the books were still, like, being written as the show came. Like, the show was beating the books, right? Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that was happening. So I don't think they'd want that, because I'm sure, I know it, apparently the word on the street that The Last of Us Part 3 outline is made. Like, the story is there. They're just not actively working on it. But you know The Last of Us Part 3 is going to happen at some point in the future. And they can't, you know, to have the show beat that. So this is my prediction. Here's my prediction.
Yes.
Season 1 is going to be the first game.
Okay.
Season 2 will pick up right after the first game. The stuff that you don't see in the video
game. Leave
it
on a cliffhanger, the first season?
No, I don't think so. Oh, the first game sort of ends with the cliffhanger.
Yeah,
so I think that's how the first season wraps. Or you get a little sneak peek of what happens right after when they get to Jackson. But I think that the next season will really spread out that dynamic between Joel and Ellie right after. Okay. And how she gets to the point, or gets to the point of part two, like what she's feeling. I think they'll definitely dive into that. Because I easily see, here's the last part of my prediction, season two sort of starting with some of that, like the leading up to part two. Because she's like, it's 4 years later when part two picks up, I think it's like 4 years later from the first
game. Yeah,
there's
a lot of time in between.
There's a 4 year time frame that they can dive
explore
into the show.
Explore all of it, yeah.
For season two, they start doing that. And then I will they bleed into the 4 year thing? Maybe, but I think that'd be a great starting point for season three, possibly. In season three, Last was part two. Goes in deep there. But it's only half of the story because season four is going to be part two of that story. They split The Last of Us Part Two into two seasons for sure. At least two seasons.
Yeah. I think they could easily do that with how much content there is.
If it's successful and it's going to be. It's going to be great.
It's going to be hard to do because, without spoilers again, you have the multiple perspectives that are involved, and
I really see that as like a season one, season two thing. I know it sounds sort of gimmicky.
Oh, I see
but
what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I don't know. Like, how do they? I think there's a lot of creative opportunities to do what they did with part two, but give you that shock factor in the show.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Because I'm sure I know it's going to attract a lot of people that didn't necessarily play the games.
Yeah.
And that are just going to be watching it like, what?
How do you give them a similar experience,
That's a great idea. We need to find somebody that we know that hasn't played the game but watches the show. And we need to interview them.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Easy. Future
That'll be
content.
Really fun. That'll be really fun. Okay. So, awesome. Yeah, lots of cool things. I'm very excited. If you want to listen to any of our content, there's lots of it. You can just go back through our podcast. Like she said, there's no video. Because that was back in the day when we didn't do... We've only been doing YouTube videos, regularly for, not that long.
A few months. Couple months, maybe, or maybe. I don't know.
Time is of the... Who even knows? But not that long. So, yeah. That's exciting. All cool things.
My ears are hot. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You just got excited. You got riled up talking about...
I did. I got really energized.
Yeah.
I get so excited. I hyped myself up.
Feels like I'm back in 2020.
2020. That was the only good thing out of 2020 was that game.
Yeah. It's weird that it came out at that time with the content that it was. It's very interesting.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah. What a time. All right. Moving on to our expert mode. We don't have too much
expert
time.
Expert mode?
But expert jerk. I would love to hear. I have a couple questions for you, but I'll let you just start with your kind of elevator pitch.
Okay.
Your spoiler-ish... Okay, here's your warning. If you want...
Okay, here's the warning.
Yeah, go.
Here's your warning. I'm gonna have very light spoilers for Horizon to the point where I don't want Kayla to get spoiled. But we know each other enough, so I know how much I can share without it...
Yes.
...hurting her heart.
Yes.
emotionally, not physically, I don't think. Oh no, that could... Yep. I know what to say. I know what not to say. Okay, for Kayla, because I don't want that to happen to her. Great, that was good. Good acting,
yeah,
Kayla. I thought you were really, having heart problems. Anyways, so you've been warned. Okay. Because I'm sure at some point, Kayla, me and you are going to revisit this game after you beat it. But this, I'm serious. The reason why I'm talking about it right now, because it might take you the rest of the year to beat this game. It
probably
might.
So. You know me.
It depends.
Well,
so I'll go ahead and say this. I have beat Horizon Forbidden West. Yes, I did it. I'm going to go ahead and say this. About 60% of the way, I decided, and if you haven't listened to our previous episodes where I had my initial thoughts on the game, all the side quests are really good.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a lot of those side quests that you can do, like the motion capture, the acting, the story, and the story beats that make those side quests fun and unique. They're really great. Like, you'll want to do a lot of the side quests when you dive into Horizon, which I'm really excited to say, like, that's a good part of the game. Where it sort of sucks is that there's a lot. And at some point, I'm like, man, I really want to play more Elden Ring. I want to download a new game. Is it going to be Kirby or Star Wars Lego Star Wars? That happened. I downloaded that. I want to play something new. But I know if I put this game down, for me, it's going to be the same thing when I started playing this. So I was like, man, I don't remember anything from the first game.
Yeah.
they're throwing a lot of story things at me. And I'm like, man, I don't remember you. You're a character, but you're sort of like, I wanted to beat it so I could just see how this wraps up. Because I was invested in the story and I just wanted to like see how it wrapped up. So I decided, if you look at my map, like, you know, the map, Kayla, because you started, it has, yeah, like, it's all cloudy, you know, on the map, the country, it's, yeah, all cloudy on the areas you haven't discovered yet. If you look at my map when I first started this, it's almost like, it's like, oh, the first half is all super clear, up into the middle it's clear, then you start seeing more cloudy and just see a straight line to certain places where I, yeah, just don't go off
you
the
just
path.
Beeline, you just go.
I beelined it towards the end. And there's nothing wrong with that either. And I actually recommend it. If you're playing Horizon, just know that you can go back and do all those other, yeah, things. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about like upgrading all your stuff, because I'll tell you this, it's very hard to upgrade your armor and your weapons. Like the tasks to do each of those steps. You got to go get specific robot parts, and it takes some skill and some time. But don't worry, I was still able to beat the game without like the best stuff. Don't let that stop you. Anyways, there's some story beats in there. Like I said, this comes with the light spoilers, where I was super excited. There's some new villains in the game, some new bad guys that are sort of like threatening the world, so to speak. And I won't go, like, I'll keep it really vague. And one thing I'll start with this before I get into that. Did I like how it ended? It was okay. It was okay. A lot of people love it. I've been like, you know, going back and looking at other people's reviews of the game, just random people on YouTube. Even watched Kind of Funny, Greg Miller and his little cast of friends on his show.
Our buddy.
Our buddy. Just to get their thoughts and see what they think about it. And a lot of them also loved it. I was just like, okay with it. Which was sort of a bummer, because there's a lot of story beats in there that there's some twists and turns, some things you don't expect that are like, ooh, this is so cool. I cannot wait to see how further this progresses. And there's a lot of things I didn't get all the answers to. There's some companion quests you'll get later on, that some were rewarding and some were just like, hey, you're here in this space with me. You're here in the journey, but you don't bring too much to the table and I don't know much about you. And the things that we're talking about, like Aloy is talking to all her companions, because they do a Mass Effect-ish thing with dialogue options.
Ooh, okay.
And I take that back. It's not really options. It's like, what do you want to know about this character? You can click on explain that, or tell me how training's going. What have you learned? Like, you could ask the character different things, more of their backstory, what they've been up to. But it's a lot of dialogue, and some of it's interesting, but some of it's like, what you're saying, it's not really wanting me to progress further with talking to you.
Yeah,
which I feel like a massive, when it starts comparing, like when you start having those kinds of, I don't know if there's like a term for this in video games, but like a hub area where you can mingle with other characters. Yeah. Like, Mass Effect had that. So immediately I thought about Mass Effect, and the Legendary Edition just came out, like, last year.
I have downloaded that as well.
Oh, it's so good. One day you'll also get to that. But play Life is Strange first. Play Life is Strange first. So I compare a lot of things to Mass Effect, unfortunately, and that's an older game. But they do a lot of good stuff with dialogue trees and talking back and forth that make it where you don't want to, you want to keep talking to the character. Mm-hmm. And there's just some elements there that are just, they're so close, and you're just like, I wish you could just make this character a little bit more interesting to Aloy. Like, and back to Aloy, like, Aloy as a character, I talked about, like, I think on the last episode to you. Like,
either the last one or the one before that.
I don't remember. But I've talked to her before, and she's such a just a neutral character to everything, and just such a hero. Like, she just has to save the day. But, like, I don't... I never got to the point where I just, like, man, I want Aloy to feel some... feel some pain, or... I never got emotionally attached to Aloy in this game. I feel like I sort of did in the first one, because she was just... brand new character, and you're discovering, like, what makes Aloy.
Yeah.
But in this one, now that I know who Aloy is, like, you have some thoughts of how she should be feeling in some situations, and she just sort of, like,
she's very aloof.
Yes, she doesn't really react to things like I think she should. But what am I to say? I'm not writing for this game.
No, I get what you're saying, though. Like, I also agree, even not being that far in, like, it's okay to think that, you know? It's not saying the writing's bad, it's just saying, like, it doesn't really evict much emotion
in you. And I'll get to, like, my broad stroke here with the game, but I'll go back to what I was saying earlier about the baddies in this game. The first line of dialogue that sort of comes out of their mouths when you interact with them, which I love where the story came. Like, I got so excited. I was like, ooh, this is awesome. Yeah, this is what I was hoping for. But when they first spoke in the game, I just laughed out loud. Like, I literally laughed. It was comical. How
was it?
Not cheesy, but I was just like, you're too mean. It just sounds dumb coming out of your mouth, in my opinion. It was just laughable, some of the things that these people were saying. And, oh no, it never got better with that. Like, there is one character that you'll understand a little bit later that goes a little, you learn a little bit more about them that make, they're more interesting than, like, the cast that you are introduced to, initially. Yeah, I'll leave it at that, because I don't want to spoil it too much for you.
Okay.
But for me, and I also don't want to, like, this is very subjective to that, too, and I don't want that to influence when you're playing. Like, go in blind, and if you're enjoying it, you eat it up.
Yeah.
But some of the things that those characters said, I was just like, I'm not taking you that seriously, but whatever.
Yeah, so I get that.
I was just a little disappointed in that. But overall, the most beautiful game I've ever played. I feel like they put all of their effort into making this the most realistic-looking video game to date. They put a lot of work in crafting. They put a lot of work in the world, this big open world, to look like that. And all the side quests to even look like they do in the writing for the side quests. You could tell where more focus was put, for sure. So, I give it an 8 out of 10.
Oh,
I'll be generous. 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Maybe, I know I just said that too. Maybe 7.5. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Horizon Forbidden West. 7.5 out of 10.
You can have time, you know, to sit with it. I think that that's not a bad rating.
Yeah.
I mean, on a scale of, like, worst game you've ever played to, like, best game you've ever experienced. You know,
and you know, like, I'm sort of talking a lot about the story and how I wasn't satisfied with that, but I can also talk about some of the gameplay too.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that. Yeah,
because you can actually, you have all the skill trees, and I'll tell you this as a pro tip, Caleb, pick one skill tree and go with that first.
Yeah,
and play however you're wanting to play with it, because, like, they have, like, the bow, and then they have the melee, and I just cannot get into the melee. And they actually did some new things with it, but I cannot play like that. Like, mm-hmm. I love using the bow.
I like the pullcaster.
Pullcaster's cool. And you use that for a lot of the puzzles. I forget. The puzzles in the game are also really good. Like, that's an added bonus in the game. But the gameplay, I feel like Aloy doesn't move like she should. I feel like it should be, I feel like she should have more momentum to what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And it just feels a little jarring, a little janky is not the right word, but it doesn't feel as good as I'm anticipating her jumps and her movement to be a little different. And God, man, when she gets, I know it's a, they're trying to make it a little bit more realistic, but when I get knocked down by a dinosaur, it takes her forever to get back up. But this dinosaur that's like almost as big as a football field, maybe 25 feet. Okay, so a quarter of a football field. Like, these dinosaurs are, robot dinosaurs are huge.
Yeah.
It just comes out of the ground in 2 seconds and hits me. It's not fair that it can move like that and Aloy can't, okay? Aloy should be able to get up a little faster. She climbs
fast. She's agile. Sometimes. Yeah.
But this, like, big dinosaur just keeps coming out and hitting me because Aloy cannot get up fast enough.
Yeah.
So that was a little frustrating for me. Audrey, my girlfriend, will tell you she died laughing numerous times watching me fight all these big dinosaurs, and I'm just cussing. I'm mad. I'm like, get up, Aloy, get up.
I got a little ragey. It's hard.
It is really hard, and I'm playing on easy.
Yeah.
Like, the game's a lot harder than I feel like it should be at times. I'm like, if I'm playing on easy, it should be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I had to turn it down because I was playing on normal. And I was like, do I suck at this game? I don't know.
There's been times I've had to bump it down.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a challenge. But yeah, I stick with my score, 7.5. I don't know if you have any questions for me, Kayla.
Yeah, I think that I would like to know, so what was your favorite thing about it? Like, what was your favorite element about the game that made you glad you purchased it?
Good question. I would say that is, like I said, one of the most beautiful games, and I love just exploring.
Like, okay.
That was actually a problem because the world is so, you love to just get, I love doing all the side quests and doing all the, there's like a few elements in the game where you can go through these old abandoned buildings from like
I've seen some of those,
and they're like puzzles and stuff. You have to figure out how to get to the things, what's the word I'm looking for? The treasure buildings. That's fun. But like, there is a lot to explore. And if you like open world exploration, sort of getting around, like, she can pretty much go anywhere in this game, which is awesome. I mean, she can't climb every cliff, but a good bit of stuff.
Pullcaster makes it pretty fun, like, because you can get up some places, and
you can use your scanner to see like what cliffs that you can climb and structures you can climb. You can't climb everything, which ended up being not a big deal for me. Like, it was still like I can pretty much go anywhere I want for the most part. There's a way to get to that cliff. You can't climb it. You can get up around some other way and use your glider because she has her glider, which I loved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did recently get that, too. Yeah, that's really fun.
Helps to get around a little quicker and not worry about, like, just jumping to your death. You can always whip that out. But, I feel like my favorite part of the game is, like, the world they made is by far one of the best open world experiences I've ever played. Like, the world itself is so lush, and there's tons of different environments to explore. You got your cliffs in the snowy mountains, you got your deserts, you got your rainforest, you got your oceanside. Like, as you know, she makes it to San Francisco, which is really cool. So all the environments, it's 10 out of 10 on the open
scenery
world.
Scenery is great. Yeah, scenery, so the settings. I love the photo mode.
The photo mode is beautiful. So yeah.
So then what would you say, like, just like, I know you've talked a little bit about what was your like least favorite thing then?
I was just bummed out by the story a little bit.
Yeah.
I forgot who said it, but someone said it, I feel like, on Kinda Funny, their podcast, like, one of them mentioned that it's definitely the game that's in between, that is a middle, the second in a trilogy, you know? You know, if, like, you think of your favorite movie trilogies, like, that second movie may have been a banger, but may have been, like, a lot of placement for what's to come. So it's definitely more of, I can't wait till the next one comes. I am interested to see where they take it. But for me, it was just sort of a little bit like underwhelming, like at the end. Yeah. So I was like, I won't say what I'm about to say next. So I don't want to spoil. But.
And then do you feel like this is kind of hard to answer because there is so many side quests. And I know you started doing those, but do you feel like the length is justified or do you feel like it's too long or too short? That sort of thing.
The main story is a perfect length, but if you want to talk to all the characters and do more side quests, just know you're going to be playing 45 to 50 hours plus of this game.
Wow. Do you know how many you played?
No, it's definitely around, I probably would say between 35 and 40. Easy. Okay. Might even be a little more. But if you want to do everything else, it's going to definitely, I could see people spending hours, like 20 plus more hours in the game if you want to do more of the stuff. So,
but it's kind of customizable, it sounds like, depending on what you decide play it to do. Yeah.
That's my pro tip for anybody. Play this game the way you want to play it. Don't let it overwhelm you, because I was letting it overwhelm me a little bit. Play it the way you naturally are going towards doing whatever. Just enjoy your time. And you will have a better time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of doing it that way. I'm trying not to get burnt out, like you were saying that you felt like you were going to get. And so I'm just doing, I've done a couple of side quests without even realizing they were side quests. Like,
I know, right? They're that good. The side quests are really good.
And I normally don't do that. And that's just because because I have so many games I want to play, I try to just not speed run. I take my time, but I want to kind of get on with the main program. You know what I mean? So there's a couple I've done that just felt like they were part of the story. So. Cool. Well, that's really all I had for you. I think that was a really good spoiler mostly free review from Jerrica herself.
It was funny because every night I was texting our raid group from Destiny saying, "I'll be on in a little bit. I think I'm about to beat Destiny." I did like that. I messaged our raid group from Destiny saying, "Hey, I'll be on Destiny soon. I think I'm about to beat Horizon Forbidden West." I did that three times in a row because I kept thinking, "Oh, I'm at the end. Nope.
That's funny.
I'm sort of like how I felt with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Never thought it was going to end.
That's so funny. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I feel like that's a pretty good rating. I think that you gave the people what they, need is to hear your opinion on it. I'm excited to see what I think. Definitely whenever I do one day finish it, I would love to do a spoiler cast. I think that would be fun. So I think that concludes our episode. Thank you guys for joining, watching live. We appreciate you. Watching after the fact, we also appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.
See y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.